listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good evening. From Western Montana, where men are men and sheep are nervous, you're listening to The On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Today is January 14th, 2018. You can join us in the chat room at the URL of onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control with his dog Spot, or Trigger in this case, to answer your calls and to put you on the air to exert your First Amendment rights while we still have them. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and the phone lines are open. I have for the longest time always tried to see the other side of the story or coin as to the actions of those and how I perhaps might apply that to my own self, being in that position, of course. And, of course, this is on the cusp of yesterday's ICBM inbound missile threat issued for Hawaii, later claimed to be someone pushing the wrong button. Anyway, I equate that with yelling fire in a theater. However, can you imagine what people who are threatened, killed, and wounded 24 hours a day by real missiles in Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Pakistan, and others feel like? The trending news is President Trump's remarks about this country being a alleged crap hole, I'll say, just to clean it up a little bit. That's not been confirmed. There's been some reports about how it has been distorted some, but anyway, you can throw a dart at the globe and find the following that have been disclaimers to that alleged statement. But in the forests of Montana and other places, we always see the signs that says pack it in, pack it out. And these so-called crap holes, other nations, you can only guess of what causes that. Mother Jones came out with an article here about the U.S. military operations in Africa itself, and the article goes on to talk about how the U.S. military, this according to Tom Dispatch's analysis, is involved with more than 90% of Africa's 54 nations. And again, like I say, if you want to call them crap holes, perhaps we know who's to blame. But when you look at those nations and stuff, all you have to do is use your browser to search the GDP of those countries, and whether it be coffee, uranium, gold, whatever, that is why they are there, or the problems exist. And all you got to do is, again, use your favorite browser and just use the term U.S. sends arms to, or U.S. sells arms to, and you'll see that the aforementioned Africa alone, country after country after country, has been sold and armed by those in the military-industrial complex to cause the so-called rat holes, I'll just term it that way, that we see today. And then, of course, as a premise, there's always Boko Haram or another ISIS group or whatever used as a premise to do the world policing, which why they call it policing when they send military in is another statement. But anyway, but we, as Americans, are supposed to be more concerned with these relief organizations that are displaying the poor, bloated bodies of some young African children. And, of course, it's our duty to feed them. In fact, by looking like I said, at the GDP of those countries, you'll see their massive wealth, but it's being strip mined. Just as much as the constant commercials, as I said, were for you to get off of your guilt trip, or to guilt you into it, I should say, that you could send $19 a month or 61 cents a day to help relieve the condition in that country, which is no different, of course, than the ASPCA, of whom I love dogs. Can't stand cats, but I love dogs. But anyway, the same scenario. While watching millions of people being bombed to death, we're supposed to have some glimmer of humanity and take care of some shivering dog out there in the cold, which an owner who didn't care about the health and welfare of the dog, and apparently doesn't care about the torturing of humans and stuff. But again, they want your $19 a month or 61 cents a day. Personally, I and others are getting really tired of this stuff that we see going again. But anyway, I was just reading here on Twitter here about the EMSC, which is a European seismic monitoring station there, that they were suspending their Twitter was suspending their account again. Doesn't make sense there. I don't know if it's because of the links of earthquakes to fracking, or just the plight of the world, which seems to have a global uptick right now in earthquake seismic activity here. Even just an hour or so ago, we had a 3.0 just north of me here, up here between the Kalispell Valley and my location, as well as the ones currently around Helena and Lincoln and Yellowstone. And but we see a seismic shift here, as well as a wonderful video I was watching on YouTube last night over there just in Northern California, the sulfur emissions and other fumes coming out this one area, which denotes volcanic activity. And, of course, that volcano off the coast of Oregon and California, the lava rocks that are floating up on the Northern California shore over there. But I think generally most times that when you see these types of issues, it's because corporations would not like you to vacate those areas. Hello, Murr. Welcome to the group. They would not want you to vacate these areas because it would cost corporations billions of dollars. I mean, what would they do if millions of, say, Californians or those around Mount St. Helens or Mount Rainier and stuff started to vacate their properties? It would cost them a lot. Just like recently here, I've read about the insurance firms that lobbied against being able to insure homes and businesses in the areas of Hurricane Harvey, Katrina, and the other one, Irma, what do they call it over there in Florida, and as well as down there in these wildfire areas in California. They don't want you to be able to recoup any of your damages, but you'll still owe the bank when it gets done. So, Kenneth and I was talking here in the control room here a little bit about the plight of what we see, that there is something strange happening across America. And there's a lot more going on to this story than what a lot of us can even fathom right now. But we're sold this through the lies and deception of WMDs, chemical weapons, rapacious regimes. The list goes on. But we have our policymakers, though, and the top 10 Kissinger quotes noted from activist posts there goes on to talk about the emigration of Jews from the Soviet Union is not an objective American foreign policy. And if they put Jews into gas chambers in the Soviet Union, it's not an American concern, maybe a humanitarian one. And I thought that was interesting how he said in the Soviet Union. I'm surprised that Germany wasn't even mentioned there. And he goes on talking about the bombing of Cambodia, where Nixon wants a massive bombing campaign in Cambodia. He doesn't want to hear anything about it. It's an order. It's to be done. Anything that flies or anything that moves, that's U.S. policy anymore. And, of course, on from Cambodia is to Vietnam. where he says it's a wave after wave of planes. You see, they can't see the B-52s, and they dropped millions of pounds of bombs. And I bet you will have had more planes over there in one day than Johnson had in a month. Each plane can carry about 10 times the load of what World War II planes could carry. And if you think that's kind of a misnomer there or something, if you look up UXOs, which is the unexploded ordnances, just in Laos alone, they dropped over 270 million bomblets over there, these cluster munitions, and still like 70 to 90 million have not been accounted for. And daily they're blowing off some farmer or some kid's legs and stuff. They're out there trying to plant rice or whatever. The same thing with the Khmer Rouge, where the people did know this foreign minister there. But they killed tens of thousands. And he goes on to say, you should tell the Cambodians, i.e. the Khmer Rouge, that we will be friends with them. They are murderous thugs, but we won't let that stand in the way. We are prepared to improve relations with them. Tell them the latter part, but I don't tell them what I said before. And this was in a meeting with the Thai foreign ministers over there. And that's the same premise of the U.S. We find out they're backing all these rebel terrorist groups over there in Syria. And there's going to be more news on what's coming in Syria here. But the list goes on and on. And then Daniel Ellsberg, who was outed as a leaker, says that because of that SOB, first of all, I would expect, I know him well, I'm sure he has some more information. I would bet that he has more information than he's saving for the trial. Examples of American war crimes that triggered him into it. It's the way he'd operate because he's a despicable bastard, I guess I can say out here on the radio. And of course, Robert McNamara. This is Kissinger talking about Robert McNamara. He says, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. He's still beating his breast, right? Still feeling guilty. Yeah, pretending to cry, rubbing his eyes, of course. And this, of course, was from the Gulf of Tonkin incident there, where they confirmed that it was an overzealous naval radar operators that caused the glitch looking like a torpedo, and the bombing of Vietnam started. And, of course, his comments on assassination, it's an act of insanity and national humiliation to have a law prohibiting the president from ordering an assassination. Of course, we remember there was an executive order brought out against that to make sure that the president couldn't do that. And, of course, when he's talking about Chile, he says, I don't see why we need to stand by and watch a country go communist due to the irresponsibility of its people. The issues are much too important for the Chilean voters to be left to decide for themselves. And, of course, if you knew the history of that, you would realize what happened down there. It was only when that country wanted to nationalize its assets, AT&T, a phone company down there, and others didn't like that. And so the slaughter began. And, of course, his favorite quote, Mr. Kissinger, says, the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. And that was from a March 10th, 1975 meeting with the Turkish foreign minister in Ankara. And, of course, on his own character, he says, Americans like the cowboy who rides in alone to the town, the village, with his horse and nothing else. This amazing romantic character suits me precisely because to be alone has always been part of my style, if you like, my technique. But, again, if you want to see why country after country is burning American flags, you can start with the aforementioned quotes. The disparity that comes with that, and the death toll that has mounted, you know. And speaking of that, I have a lot of time on my hands, and I was thinking of the Vietnam War Memorial, and it's a sad thing to see the loss of American boys that were tricked into a war. But to see that wall with 58,000 names on it, or a wall that is 493 feet long and 6 inches, or basically 500 foot long. But have you ever wondered how long a wall would be if America listed the names of those killed in all their illegal wars of the alleged enemies? And this would include women and children or whatever that was bombed, or what they call collateral damage. The current estimates are right around 30 million people. So if you do the math of, say, 58,000 per, say, 500 feet and multiply that, get the length, when you hit 30 million, you can see the highway of death that has meant nothing of your security, but that of corporations' profits only. And that's the real gist of what's going on here. This national security interest has always been the key word. No one would attack this country because it's a nuclear power, and they have not ever flinched from that. And now they're even talking about building these smaller nukes and to use them even on an unprovoked situation where no nukes were used. They want to call them tactical nukes. And this comes from a government and a president who says that we do not worship government, we worship God. And whenever I think of that, I always wonder, who would God be bombing? Who would Jesus be bombing? Or what would Jesus do for the religious in the monitoring group here? But anyway, but as mentioned last week, Judicial Watch has been out there suing the federal government and its agencies to even get a peek at what the government's been doing. And many times they've been turned down as it involves not theirs. Or, sorry, I said that wrong. It involves not ours, but their national security. And that's why we see with the Clinton exposés on all this crime and stuff that no one has been indicted for. There may be a fall guy down the rung of the ladder somewhere, but no one at the top will be indicted because of the fact it would show the entire corruption that all these senators and congressional people have bought into, and they're all part of it. And to indict one, you'd have to start indicting them all. And I'm not sure if this is some actual part of this American exceptionalism we hear about, but it's clear that our military has been used in a very exceptional way, and that you have been paying for with the trillions that have been lost by the Pentagon, and as mentioned, the $250 million a day that have added for the last 16 years, that have been added to the price tag. And of course, your benefits is the sales package that keeps us free. Of course, that's a joke. That today we have to endure all the spying on us, the TSA groping of our children, the schools monitoring our children through their electronics devices, laptops, and stuff they get when they're sent home, and the constant censorship that we have today, as well as today it was announced that Facebook is now deleting pages of everyone that's pro-Palestinian, that Israel and the United States were the one behind this mass censorship thing. It's because the information war has caught up to them. And it reminds me of when, Brzezinski had talked before about it was easier to, before it was easier to control a million than kill a million, where today it's easier to kill a million than control them. And that, you know, it makes you wonder about what kind of sick, evil people are running U.S. foreign policy, as well as domestic policy, where they have turned, like John Stadtmiller has time and time again noted on his program, that the police state, trained by Israel, of course, excuse me, is making we the people the enemy combatants. I mean, I laugh when I listen to the radio here and I hear these police calls, and I'm saying, this is a crime. A guy was going 3 miles over the speed limit, and it merited a traffic stop, where we have those in congressional power today that have authorized the selling of arms in violation of the Lugar-Obama Act to these terrorists, whether they were the NTC over in Libya or the FSA rebels, which keep changing their name faster than most diarrhea-type people could change their shorts. I mean, this is the extent, but these are the ones that have authorized that. They should all be charged with war crimes, in my opinion. And if we had any legal justification of the court system here that wasn't fixed, you would see that being taken place. But, you know, the real issue is, as mentioned, is many veterans and others have been awakened to what's really going on. So you have politicians who now say, all vets are mentally ill in some way, and the government should prevent them from owning firearms. And that was Dianne Feinstein. Perhaps the government should also issue rose-colored glasses. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. It's on talk radio. Double talk is on. You get and you wanna. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back. Double talk. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to check your mental ease and call into the show here, but I want to digress for a minute. You know, I mentioned that where Dianne Feinstein had said that all vets are mentally ill in some way and the government should prevent them from owning firearms. You remember Henry Kissinger also said that military men are like dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And today, in my own email, I received this from Senator John Tester here in Montana, where he says, "I will support any and all efforts to ensure more veterans receive mental health care, especially when they need it the most." And I was thinking, you know, this is funny that these politicians had no problems sending these boys and girls off to these illegal wars, who then have to suffer with the years of torment and whatever, the PTSD, whatever, as well as the limb injuries and stuff, to push their agendas overseas or down in Asia or what like that. And suddenly, the minute they come home, they're all labeled with mental illness. And to me, it's just one big plot to disarm people that are fully trained and might be able to combat tyranny or fascism. That's just my opinion, but yeah, I think you're right, Kenneth. But anyway, but you know, again, that they keep talking about this crisis. You know, they're the ones, the politicians are the ones that started these crises. And of course, I feel sorry for veterans. I feel sorry for the young boys that could have been doctors or what like that, you know, that could have advanced their careers. But no, they were thrown on these battlefields, and they go out there and they do according to the U.S. agenda. And again, applying the same methods, what would I feel like if I was in that position, not only as a veteran, but on the other side of the rifle of all these countries that have lost millions of their family members, had to bury them, their relatives and stuff. And of course, we as Americans are only supposed to think about something when an American gets hurt, whether it's a car accident somewhere. I usually, when I see those, I just, you know, tweet that there was no dogs injured, move along, you know. I get so sick and tired of watching the carnage. I mean, you get adapted to it. Just like going out on I've talked to you before about this as a quick response. You run out on an accident thing, and again, you see some guy's femur sticking out through his thigh or whatever like that, and the blood and stuff no longer becomes an issue. You get conditioned to it. Some scenes are more gross and stuff, and of course, it's just one of those things you, at the end of the day, you walk away from it. But just like the alleged school shootings that we have here in America, where they get all these psychs out there to give this debriefing type thing to your children to do a mental Vulcan mind meld to see what's in your child's head. Personally, I would pull my kid out of a school where they had these live action drills where you have law enforcement going through there with their automatic weapons, scaring the crap out of your children. And this, again, is just, it's a preconditioning mode to get kids to accept this militarized police state. I grew up in a time when law enforcement was protect and serve, and it's not what it is today. It's like I've mentioned with John Stettmiller, where he has highlighted over and over again the fact of the turning we the people into the enemy combatants. Again, they won't arrest these politicians, but by God, if you've got a taillight out, it could escalate to some other thing. The drug-sniffing dogs and all this other stuff. I smell alcohol in your breath, whatever. Like, I mean, the list goes on and on. And, of course, they're just shills for corporations there to keep the system going. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that either. Murr brought up a point here about some of the military suicides have never been deployed but are given meds for their desk jobs, stateside, etc. If you look at that kind of goes along with the story I'll be talking about here pretty soon. But it's now up over $6 billion that the U.S. military has spent to sedate the veterans. And with that sedation, of course, comes the other drugs for erectile dysfunction, and I mean, the list goes on and on. And, of course, because of side effects, you're taking this drug and it's causing that, so we'll give you another drug. Anyway, bottom of the hour break here. More information coming up here in a minute. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. And, again, the chat room is on frequencyradio.chattango.com. I'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. On Double Talk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart
and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Chat room's kind of slow today. I generally blame that on a lot of the apathy, but it's, you know, it's not the listeners out here. It's just that people are getting so disgusted that they don't know what to do because they see what's coming. Kind of like the Bible would say, the meeny, meeny, tickle parson, whatever it was like that, about the writings on the wall. But, of course, those that acknowledge the writing will want to call it a forgery. But anyway, as you know, I'm involved in the EMS work out here in the rural Montana area, and I try to help out as much as I can. At times, like I say, it doesn't matter what time of the morning, the weather conditions or what, when the pager goes off, you roll. And you don't care whether the person is tribal, white, black, yellow, whatever. the primary purpose is to go and to assist, just like I've mentioned before about the old-fashioned times when the farmer's barn would burn and the community got together and they rebuilt the barn or home, whatever, you know. And, of course, out here in rural Montana where you constantly read things where a family has lost a home and collections from the community and other communities help get the person's or party or family back on their feet again. But this last week I've been watching three different series on Netflix, and it's all about this EMS type emergency work, but it's more of these heavy crane operators that all through Hope, Canada, and up there through just north of Ottawa and all that, where, and also down in Australia, where they take these big 50-ton rigs out there and they put back on the wheels all these semis and cars and whatever that have gone off the road, and a lot of times the drivers have been killed. And one thing I noticed about that is one of the main clauses of watching those shows is their primary function is, of course, to remove the vehicle that's blocking traffic. And, of course, the secondary one is to salvage any of the commerce in those trucks. But, of course, they make a killing on tow charges and stuff going up these mountain passes and stuff. But the commerce is the main issue, because even law enforcement will talk about how a delay in traffic is costing millions of dollars in commerce for the time that the highway is shut down. And of course, okay, I'll get with you in a second, Ken. But anyway, again, this commerce is a flow of products, food, whatever like that, that pass through those areas every hour. And of course, they're destined for your home, brought to you mainly on credit with interest to keep the ball of commerce rolling. And as we all know, it's bad PR to have a dead truck driver, their bodies littering the highways, or car drivers. In as much as aforementioned with these icy roads and stuff, when you watch on, say, YouTube of a 40-car pileup, it's like idiot drivers that do not pay attention to the road. Yes, weather is a factor in a lot of this. But for most people, you could, when you're traveling by them or whatever, you can see brake lights, headlights, whatever. But people get so distracted, whether it's through their electronics devices or radio or whatever songs they're listening to. And all it takes is one driver to make a mistake and have to have the other driver try to correct to make up for the fault of the other driver. And it sets a whole chain of events into action, and you think of the amount of damage when you look at, say, a freeway that has these massive traffic accidents due to icy roads, usually, which aren't sanded because they're too busy using that money to paint bombs that they're going to blow up, you know. But anyway, just the destruction alone, and of course, law enforcement's usually there to cite the driver for failures to yield road hazards. Their insurance rates go up, and of course, this knocks them out of business because they can't afford to run with high insurance costs like that. But the premise has always been that it's always commerce. It seems like it's a priority here in America. That, like I've mentioned before, the fact that the national security interest. National security interest. Again, the United States is a nuclear power, just as other countries are. And you might have another nuclear power try to attack the United States, although I wouldn't say it was feasible, but they might get one or two going. But anyway, the point is Al-Qaeda and those guys that shoot around with their little AK-47, which has a ballistics of about 300 yards, and is 2,000 to 4,000 or 9,000 miles away. Same thing with ISIS. They're no viable threat to America. It's always its interest. And again, it's not about our security, because, back, like I say, back home here, We have all the spying and stuff done on us. I mean, if the government can't know what's going on here, they really have a problem, you know. But anyway, on with some other news here. The Panama Papers, it released a bunch of information here that a lot of people have heard about. And I believe the Paradise Papers was the secondary to that. But a quote from this was that the problem with the Panama Papers is that the initial release targeted the enemies of the United States. Bradley Birkenfield, an American banker and whistleblower, who said this is the way the CIA operates. They operate in a scheme in which they try to undermine their enemy with the information that will either embarrass them or destroy their career. And with the release of those Panama Papers, it showed all these politicians and stuff that are offshoring all their millions of dollars celebrities that are offshoring all their millions of dollars into these little tax havens. And have you heard, since they've released those or the Paradise Papers, of any trials or anything like that? No. But if you try to withdraw more than $1,000 or something like that from your banking account, if you had that, you know. But anyway, you're instantly cited for drug trafficking or something like that, you know. But it just begs to wonder about the amount of fascism that we see today, where those in the higher upper echelon, they have all their information hidden, tucked away, and yet ours is fairly exposed, just as much as you have all these corporations who, through their emails and stuff to you, they want you to go paperless. Of course, that's to save them money. And of course, that puts all your financial information out on the web where it can be freely stolen, hacked, and your financial liabilities dinged to the point where, of course, you could protect that. You know, for an additional $69 a month like that, you could have this credit monitoring thing monitor your credit. And, of course, they'll pay up to it. Of course, you can, like even that LifeLock, where they were sued for over $100 million for not doing the same thing. Same thing with Equifax. All of our information's out there on the web, and they want you to do all your online banking. Your antivirus programs continually warn you that all your banking information is subject to being hacked. The Microsoft 10 Windows platform, how it logs all your keystrokes, so if it does that, and the browser storing the information, then, of course, everything is out there in the open, and it doesn't take long to hack anyone, especially if you can zero in on someone's IP address. But anyway, another interesting story here that I come across here, it was a university-trained medical researcher, Horowitz, who's 48, charges that elements of the United States government are conspiring with major pharmaceutical companies to sicken large segments of the population. And before I go on, remember when you hear of the DHS and those guys that are going to release some bacterial agent over your city, they won't be paying for your medical bills or funerals either. So make sure you have the insurance, as mentioned before, because the average funeral costs $8,000. And, of course, don't be a sap. Make sure all your credit cards and debt is paid so that you can be guilted into having more insurance coverage because the banks need their money back. So make sure that when you do get insurance, it's adequate so that your loved ones aren't faced with all your financial calamity that will be there after you're gone. But anyway, this paper goes on to say that if you're feeling sick, stuffy nose, body aches, sweaty, coughing, sneezing, lack of energy, it's not the flu, according to Dr. Len Horowitz, whose opinion is based on facts. And over the past 10 years, Horowitz has become America's most controversial medical authority. A university-trained medical researcher, Horowitz, 48, charges that elements of the United States government are conspiring with major pharmaceutical companies to sicken large segments of the population. And, of course, the mainstream media right now is reporting that hospital emergency rooms are jammed with patients suffering from bizarre upper respiratory infections that doesn't quite seem like a virus, and they're reported as a mystery flu, and that flu vaccines are ineffective against it. But, of course, they continually ask you to go out and get your kids and everything vaccinated. And I always carry one of those screenshots with me on my cell phone, so if I'm there at, say, Walmart or whatever like that, and I see someone lined up to get a flu shot, I show the enlarged portion of their print there. It says this vaccine has not been proven to cure anything. And of course, you ask the person, why would you put a live virus into your system? But anyway. On the cusp of this, reminds me of Iraq, this next story here, where in The Guardian, the U.S. Embassy in London, which is a new billion-dollar project there, it's called the Glass Cube. It's a progressive beacon of the Obama administration that would be tainted by Trump's visit. And, of course, there's nothing progressive about any of the U.S. administration. Obama's very much included there. And it's also like that, like I mentioned over there, in the billion-dollar embassy over there in Iraq. And, of course, these are all fortified bunkers. That's basically all they are for occupational forces. And you can call it bankers or whatever like that. But, again, they're still tucked into, like, over in Iraq, into these green zones and stuff. I doubt most people could even get in to see these things, to visit them. Just like someone had made a mention here a while back here about, if you think you're free, try going in to see the president or walking into the White House. It's impossible. And now, like, remember Obama in his clear and most clear and transparent administration ever. That was supposed to release all the people, basically, who visited the White House. But on the cusp of that, though, all this other shadow government stuff that had been going on, that has all been concealed. And we know more and more they're fighting more to try to stop anything from being released. And that's why we see, or we don't see, the indictments of those high-up politicians that authorized and or allowed through the State Department stuff to different ores, minerals, uranium, whatever like that, to be sold. The same thing with this Haitian deal with Bill Clinton getting out there talking about what a great job his the Clinton Foundation did down there in Haiti. And then you see those people in Haiti saying that they haven't even received a dime of that money. And, of course, Hillary's brother-in-law or whatever it was that got part of that gold mine down there. The list keeps going, too, again. Like I say, all those billions of dollars that I mentioned. When Trump tweeted out about Iran and his being pro-anti-Iran protesters, all I could think of, while it was so nice that the United States has finally solved its hunger issues, its homelessness, the police state, anything to deal with a rapacious regime, but they're worried about what's going on over in Iran. And it's the same thing with Korea, where they talk about the millions of starving Koreans. Well, if the United States had not placed sanctions on them, they wouldn't be starving. Same thing, Venezuela, down there eating their animals and stuff. Had not the U.S. put their sanctions on them. Same thing with Iraq, with 500,000 Iraqi children who were starved to death, where Madeleine Albright said the price was worth it. I can't believe that as Americans that we have lost our humanity to sit back and just say nothing about the death and carnage, let alone the use of chemicals and or other munitions like depleted uranium that not only kill those instantly, but the effects of that, as mentioned with Laos and others, with Vietnam, that have for decades now poisoned the water and other surrounding areas, as well as into the food supply of those nations, who then in turn, like I say, cuss the United States, burn our flags, and everything like that. It's all self-made, and of course it's because of inaction from the American people that this government, I mean, the government would work fine like that if it worked for the people, but it doesn't. It works for corporations. And we don't see the people rising up to do anything about it. They just keep believing in this statism thing that the two-party system is going to be their salvation, and either they'll vote Democrat or Republican, and that's going to be their savior. And as I mentioned before about the demagogues that rose up in the 30s during the Great Depression, they were okay until they went after the corporations and the banks, just like with Ron Paul. He was okay until he started attacking the Federal Reserve. Have you today, since 2012, seen anything about an audit about the Federal Reserve? Anyway, so got another. We finally got a caller here, so I have some more stories here coming up. It might be kind of interesting to most people. But anyway, Art Off the Grid. Good evening and welcome back to the show.
Art, good evening. I got me started with the vaccine thing here. yeah, and I'll follow that up with who's at fault here, and I'm probably going to piss some folks off because I usually do when I get into this particular field of discussion.
Art, enjoy your First Amendment.
Absolutely. When it comes to vaccines, you know, I've heard this, you know, mandated vaccines. Okay, first of all, when I hear people say, well, I have to get my child vaccinated for whatever. Well, no, you don't. If they try that, then here's what you tell them. If the vaccines are so damn effective, if every child in your school gets vaccinated except for mine, and my child gets sick, your children should be fine, right? The vaccines actually work, don't they? So if the vaccine prevents you from getting the...
Yeah, Art, I got a commercial coming here, so hang on there. Next time, call in a minute before. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us, okay?
All right,
we'll be right back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio, anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Double talk is all you get.
You're listening on Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Art Off the Grid. Hey, Art, in the chat room here, we're kind of discussing where is Off the Grid at. They all want to know your location.
I'm in Georgia at the moment. I had to come back here to take care of my mom, who took ill, and she's kind of dying. And so I came back home to take care of her.
Well, sorry about your mother there, and also sorry about Georgia, too, because I heard they don't ever solve crime down there because the DNA is the same.
Well, I am a product of inbreeding. No, seriously, though.
Hey, you know, before you get started again, remember, Art, when they had that, what was it, the chicken pox virus, or was it? I think it was the chicken pox down there in California there. And everyone that had got the vaccination for it, they're the ones that got sick, and those that didn't get it.
Yep. Same thing when they had the H1N1 scare. Everybody got the vaccine, got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had the Ebola outbreak over there in Africa, they were able to link virtually every one of those cases right back to the vaccines. It's amazing, and this was one of the other things I was going to get to, how it is so easy to trace the sick people right directly back to vaccines. I've not had a vaccine in over 25 years, and believe it or not, I've not been sick in over 25 years. I have a dog who's almost, she's about a year and a half old now. She's never had a vaccine since the day she was born, and she's as healthy as she can possibly be. We have children in my family that have never had vaccines. And they never get sick. And, you know, this is the argument that I give people when they want to try this mandatory vaccine thing. If the vaccines are so effective, then you can take my child unvaccinated with a case of chicken pox, whatever it might happen to be, put them right smack in the middle of your school, and if every student in your school has been vaccinated, no student should ever get sick. But if you want to mandate to me that my child gets a vaccine so your child gets sick, well, that tells me the vaccines don't work. So there you go. Now, another argument is we as parents, if they truly are our children, the law states we are responsible for their well-being, for their health, for their safety, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me see. What would happen if you intentionally injected poison into your child's body? Would you not be facing criminal neglect charges? Of course you could. Well, if the vaccines have squalene, a known toxin,
mercury, or aluminum,
a known toxin, aluminum, a known toxin, can you not be held liable for child neglect and child
endangerment? Art, remember those Mike Rivero had brought out there that in the passage of the Patriot Act and stuff, it indemnified a lot of these drug companies and stuff from any liabilities. That's the same thing with the soldiers that are injected with all these anthrax and stuff like that, you know.
Yep.
So anyway, I got my top of the hour break coming up here, but hey, Art, thanks for calling in and giving us your opinion there from Georgia. Okay.
All right,
thanks, have a good evening there. Hey, we'll be right back here after the top of the hour break here. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to chime in here.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep. By the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.